Welcome to everyone who is listening to this presentation on power tapping. What you will learn is potentially life-changing. My name is Robert Rudlick. I am not a licensed psychologist or a physician. I claim no medical authority or expertise. My advice is not meant to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or condition. Anyone seeking health or medical advice is strongly advised to consult a qualified professional. All information provided is for educational purposes only. I'm a sports therapist and a peak performance coach. This CD is on pain and its mental roots. I have 25 years of experience, and my approach to healing injuries and to overcoming pain is quite different than your conventional medical therapy. In conventional medicine, the primary goal is to take care of the physical body. They pay very little attention to the emotional aspects of the problem. When I work with an individual, the first thing I look for are what are the emotional underpinnings of why this person is in such pain or why this person is still in pain, even after they've gone into physical therapy and they've done all the exercises and the tissue is healthy again. Why do they still experience pain? Medicine doesn't have an answer for that. For the past 15 years, I have been developing a technique called power tapping. I've been studying in the field of energy psychology and energy medicine now for 20 years. Power tapping is an amalgamation of many of the different therapies that I have discovered as well as used in my practice. This CD is going to give you some new tools that you can use either when you injure yourself during the process of healing or to address pain that has been plaguing you for years. During the CD, we're going to be using power tapping and applying it to different situations and using it with different strategies on how to approach different types of pain. So let's review the points. First is the karate chop point. It's the soft area on the main part of your hand underneath your little finger. And what you're going to do is you're going to take four fingers. Either you can use your fingertips or just flatten out your fingers and hit that karate chop point. It doesn't matter what hand. Right or left, you should have seen this in the book already, and you're going to tap on this point. You're going to start to express your feelings about the injury, and I want you to really be honest with yourself about what happened. And it could be embarrassment, it could be just this pain, or it could be even though I hurt myself and it was really stupid, even though it was all my fault. Any one of these is a fine place to start, but you want to get everything out. This is where you tell the story of your pain while you're tapping on this karate chop point. After you've done that, what you're going to do is you're going to take various parts of the rant that you just went through, and you're going to take one word to keep it on your radar screen, and you're going to tap on the eyebrow point. Now, the eyebrow point starts right where the hair of the eyebrow is, on the right or the left side. It doesn't matter, and it doesn't matter if you use your right or left hand. Use two fingers, though, and you're going to tap on that point right at the beginning of the hair. Then you're going to go over to the corner of the eye, right on the bone, the closest to the eye, and you're going to take two fingers, you're going to tap there. Next, you're going to come underneath the eye, and right in the middle of the bone, on the very top of it, you're going to take two fingers and you're going to tap. Next, you're going to go right underneath your nose, between your upper lip and your nose, and you're going to take two fingers and tap there. The next spot is going to be underneath your lower lip, and it's going to be between your chin and your lower lip in that crease. You can tap right there. And then what I want you to do is I want you to take and trace from your shoulder in towards your midline. And you're going to come up to a little notch there. And then I want you to go 45 degrees down towards your areola. And you're going to find a nice soft spot right off the bone. And right there, I want you to take your full hand, four fingers, and I want you to tap there. Those will be the primary points that we're going to use today. So I'd like to first address a new injury. What happens to us when we are injured and what we can do to help speed up the process of healing as well as to alleviate some of that pain right away. Our body goes through three stages whenever it's been traumatized or injured. The first stage is the emotional imprinting of that injury. That's the oh shoot moment or the oh no, you see it coming and you clench up and then boom, something happens. That moment and anything before that that you are able to remember is imprinted on all 50 trillion cells that make up you in that moment. So that emotional imprinting is there. Second thing that happens is that the body goes into a state of paralysis or it goes into shock. This is the time when the brain assesses what happened. Am I okay? Is the body going to move? Am I safe? While this is happening, though, the body is completely clenched up. Every muscle, every tendon, every nerve, every circulatory vessel has constricted, protecting the body or protecting the organism from any further damage. The third thing that happens is the histamine response, and this is where the body goes into action. The blood starts rushing to the area, bringing all the essential nutrients and materials needed to start fixing the problem, whatever happened. One of the things that I've learned over the years is the faster that you can apply tapping to a new injury, the faster the injury will heal, and the less intense the pain you'll experience. Not only that, based on the research by Dr. Apakarian at the Northwestern University in Chicago, he said it's important to calm the emotional body as soon as possible, because the more emotionally we react to the initial injury, the more likely the pain will persist after the injury is healed, leading to chronic pain. And it's right here that power tapping can have an immediate and profound effect. I always let people know, first off, that the power tapping is something that you can use personally to empower yourself in any situation. When you're injured, the first thing that happens is that you are in a state of fear. Oh my gosh, what happened? Am I going to be okay? Am I going to be able to go to work tomorrow? Am I going to be able to make it out of this situation? Give you an example. I was hiking with a number of people up in the Sierra Mountains, and one of the people in our group, she's a 40-something-year-old woman, fell and sprained her ankle. Well, she went into this immediate state of fear and didn't want anybody to touch her and don't move me, and she started rocking, and you could just see her hands were tensing. And I looked at her, I said, just focus on me for a moment and take a big deep breath in. And as she did so, I grabbed her hand and I started tapping on the karate chop point. Take another deep breath in and keep breathing. One of the things that happens in the second stage of paralysis is that you start to hold your breath. You stop breathing. Everything in your body starts to shut down, including your brain. Because remember, when you're in a high emotional state, your brain is not thinking clearly. So when I started asking her questions about what happened, she couldn't tell me anything. She was so traumatized. I kept tapping. After about a minute, I asked her again the same questions, and then she started giving me the information because her brain started coming back online because her emotions were starting to come down. She started to feel at ease. Her body started to relax. You could see her shoulders, her arms, her fists started to unclench. I continued to tap her, and then I said, so how do you feel right now? And she said, scared. So we continued to tap, and I said, just tell me all the things that you're feeling right now and everything that you want to say about what just happened. So we tapped for about 3 more minutes. We stopped. I had her take a nice deep breath in. When she breathed out, it was a sigh of relief, as if she knew that she was going to be okay. We got her onto a rock, took a hold of her foot and her ankle, and I started moving it around, and she seemed fine. When I hit a certain spot, she went, oh, like that, and I stopped, and I said, I want you to tap on that karate chop point again and just say, I felt that. I am damaged. And so she did. She immediately just said, I am damaged. I'm really hurt. I really screwed myself up. She also said a few other things like, what an idiot. I can't believe I did that. And I said, just keep saying all of that and keep tapping. And then when she realized that she was okay, she started walking a little bit and she saw it's not hurting that much. It's still sore in that one spot, but I think I'll be able to make it down. She was able to walk very gingerly and with a little help on the steeper parts back to the car where we got some ice on her. And within 2 weeks, she was back on her feet hiking again and was really, really surprised at how quickly this all had taken place. What the power tapping did was it allowed her to calm herself down, allow for the blood flow to get to the area so that it could start the healing process quicker. It also got the immune system back in gear quickly. One of the things that fear does is that fear suppresses immune function. And it's our immune system that really controls the healing process in our body. So to review, whenever you fall or hurt yourself, any sort of injury whatsoever, stop and immediately hit the karate chop point and just start saying, I just hurt myself. I am hurt. That hurt. Oh, darn it, that hurt. And as soon as you can do that, the sooner you are going to start healing again and the sooner you can interrupt that pain cycle and reduce the level of pain you're experiencing. During the healing process, there are times when it really hurts. The first thing the brain thinks is that, oh no, I just hurt myself. I hurt myself again. Immediately start tapping. And what'll happen is that, again, that fear puts you in a high emotional state and you're not thinking rationally. As soon as you tap a little bit, that emotion starts to come down, your brain starts to click back on again, and then you go ahead and you cautiously assess and will realize, no, I didn't re-injure myself, but I need to be more careful because I don't want to re-injure myself. And then you move on. Within 5 to 10 minutes after that, the pain will have subsided and you can continue on with your day. You can do this over and over and over again until the pain does subside or the injury is healed. Some of the common emotions that are associated with an injury, especially an acute injury, is fear, anger at oneself or anger at others, or anger at something. In fact, the woman that I was telling you about on the trail, one of the things she says, I'm really angry at the people who built this trail. They should have made it wider on these corners. There's also embarrassment, resentment, and frustration. Researchers and doctors believe that 80% of pain is mental or it's perceived. The key to getting someone's pain level down is to get them to calm down quickly. And that's where the power tapping comes in. It also helps to reassure them that it's not as bad as they might think and that they will fully recover. The significance of addressing the fear and that emotional trauma right away is evidenced in chronic pain, where an injury has never been fully addressed correctly. You've never eliminated the emotional trauma that took place. If the emotional trauma is not erased as part of the healing process, what'll happen is, through the healing process, you'll develop compensatory problems, such as a change in your gait pattern, or the change in the way that you hold yourself, depending on where the injury was, or change in the biomechanics of how your shoulder works, or how your neck works, or how your arms and your elbows and your shoulder work together in unison. When these patterns start to take place, these create other problems. Problems that are not related to the original injury. And all of a sudden, you know, I'll give you an example. When you have a sprained ankle, sprained ankles, you start to limp. When you limp, your hip and all the muscles in your hip need to tighten up because it can't take a full range of motion. It can't take that full step. So they tighten up. They're tightening up unconsciously. You're not consciously tightening up every single step. This happens unconsciously. So when the pain has finally gone out of the ankle, nobody goes back in and releases those muscles in the hip or tells the muscles in the hip they no longer have to protect the ankle by restricting the range of motion on your gait. Over a period of time, those muscles being tight can actually change your posture. And by changing your posture, that can cause low back pain. It can cause neck pain. It can cause shoulder pain because when your gait is shortened, so is the swing in your arms. And the swing in your arms makes it so that the muscles in the shoulders start to tighten up. And when the muscles in the shoulders start tightening up, you're not used to it. You go and reach for something, you pull a muscle in your rotator cuff. So addressing the emotional aspect of an injury is imperative for the healing process to be complete. This is where power tapping is such a unique tool. Again, when you've hurt yourself, assess what's going on physically, focus in on the pain, start tapping on the karate chop point. If you do nothing except for focus on the pain, hit the karate chop point, and then keep focusing on the pain and hit the eyebrow point, the corner of the eye, the under eye, under nose, under your lower lip, and the collarbone points, and you do that 3 times, 10 seconds on each point, just that alone will calm you down enough to give a better assessment to whomever is showing up to help you, and or to help you better assess what happened to yourself if you're alone, and to determine whether I'm really injured or whether I just hurt myself and I'll be okay. It's quick, it's easy, and it's extremely effective. Before I go on, I'd like to address the issue of pain tolerance and some of the myths about pain tolerance. The pain tolerance differences between men and women are real. Women experience pain more emotionally than men because of the design of their brains. 2/3 of people who are in chronic pain are women. Only 1/3 are men. But men get more cluster headaches than women. It's a response to the tension and the circulation, the lack of circulation that's going to the brain. But here's the thing. When we're young, we are trained how to respond to pain by our parents. And here's how. When you're injured, one of two things will happen. A parent will go, hey, come on, shake it off, let's go, you're okay. Or the other response is, oh my gosh, oh, you're so, he's hurt. Oh my God. Everybody, don't touch him. Don't do this. Don't. And oh, and we need this. And we need that. And oh, and when we're all finished, we're a little giant. We're going to go get a nice ice cream cone and you're going to feel better. The first one who was told to shake it off, be a man, shake it off, which is what my dad was. He's an athlete. Unless it's broken or unless it's really severe or there's bleeding, you're okay. Shake it off. Let's go. It's just what athletes do. My dad was a professional football player and he's kind of a tough guy. To this day, I don't make a big deal out of being injured. In fact, I was on a motocross trip one year and I broke my foot. First day out, well, I was on a 3-day motocross trip. I was wanting to do this trip for a really long time. And I realized I couldn't get my boot off without it being intense pain. So you know what? My foot felt fine while I was in the boot. I left the boot on and I motocrossed for 2 more days. I started tapping the moment that I hurt myself. Got home, found out the thing was broken. They cast it. But the thing is that I was trained to respond to pain in that manner. I just shook it off. I assessed it. It didn't hurt that bad. Let's keep going. Where someone else whose parent ran to their side, that person goes, hey, this being in pain stuff pays pretty well here. I get everything's taken care of. I don't have any chores anymore. I get to lay around, watch TV, play with my computer games, get whatever I want to eat. Heck, they're waiting on me hand and foot here. This is pretty good. Gives that person a lot of control. Those two people grow up in life. The first person who shakes it off basically continues to shake it off. Things don't bother him that much. He's not held back very often. He's not a candidate for being in chronic pain. The second person, though, is, because they've experienced everything with a high emotional drama. They have secondary benefits, and the secondary benefits are really what people hold on to. I was working with a woman, and she had low back and neck pain. And I asked her, I said, well, when did this happen? And she told me about the accident. And she said, after the accident, I wasn't able to work. And so, my family would come by and take turns taking care of me. And my husband would take care of me. And people would do my grocery shopping for me and so on. Well, she was getting all this attention and she really didn't want to give it up. When I called her on it, she said, that's not true. I said, you know what? Let's do a little tapping on that. And within 3 minutes, she said, well, okay. But here's the thing. My husband never pays attention to me. In fact, I haven't had this much attention from him since we dated 20-something years ago. So why would I want to give that up? My answer was, so that you won't be in pain. Because I had already basically taken care of most of the physical issues involved with the pain. So the rest of her pain was simply an emotional pain. But she was getting secondary benefits. So unconsciously, she continued to resist getting better. So when I realize that someone responds with high emotional drama to being injured or having pain, one of the first things that I instruct them to do is to go back and address those issues. I'll give you an example. Hitting the karate chop point. Even though I overreact whenever I feel pain, I deeply love and accept myself. I'm doing the best that I can. Even though I exaggerate the amount of pain that I'm in, because I get a lot of attention. I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I exaggerate the amount of pain, I am a drama queen. It hurts so bad and the pain is real. No, it's real. I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I can't really control my emotional response. And then I start tapping. My exaggerated emotional response to pain. I feel far more pain than I should. I respond this way because I get a lot of attention. I respond this way because people help me when I don't need it. I respond this way because I get a lot of love from people that I don't normally get it from. I respond this way because I get taken care of. I respond this way because life is easier. I respond this way because I can be lazy. I respond this way and you just keep on going. And I've heard a lot. I've heard some real doozies as to why I want to continue to stay in pain. And then address the fact that I no longer want to respond like this because I need to be able to pull myself together quickly if I do hurt myself, especially if I hurt myself and I'm the only one there. So that's one of the ways, one of the strategies to help address that. There are several others, but you can go back. You can also take a look at your parent. Which parent was it that did all the coddling of you? Which parent was it that overreacted so that you could learn from them how to overreact when there's a stressful situation? And when you find out which parent it was, tap it out. Forgive that parent for teaching you such a bad habit. You knew they were doing the best they could. It's just the way they are. You can go on and on and on, but you need to address the parent that was the most responsible for teaching you to respond in such an exaggerated form to pain. And keep in mind, this is not to say that that parent was good nor bad. It just is. They were trained when they were kids to do the same thing. So, you know, there's no blame here. It's just that you need to get over it now so that the next time you're injured or the next time that you have a toothache or next time you have a sore throat, that you don't get high drama on everybody and pull them away from all the things that they're doing in order to care for you. There are healthier ways to get the attention that you need. And actually, power tapping can be a great tool to help you get that. The last thing I want to address about a new injury is, what is your mindset towards healing? So a lot of people have beliefs around healing. They would range from, I'm a fast healer. I very rarely ever miss any action because of an injury. I never get injured. When I do get injured, I heal quickly. The other side of that is the cynic or the pessimist. And the pessimist is going to say, oh my God, every time I'm injured, it just gets worse. It never gets better. I always re-injure myself. There's always more pain than I ever thought there would be. I'm scared to death that I'll be in chronic pain for the rest of my life. And they can go on and on and on. Your emotions control the efficiency of every organ and organ system in your body. If you have pessimism and you believe that you're not going to heal quickly, you're right. If you believe you do heal quickly, in fact, you heal so quickly, you'll probably shake this off and move right on, you're right. And the nice thing about both of those is that it's your choice now. Now that you have power tapping and have the ability to change your beliefs, therefore changing your behaviors and how you respond in any situation to any stimulus, you now have the choice of how you want to respond to pain. So with every client, doesn't matter if they're in pain or not, one of the things that I tap in right away around the right ear is, I am a fast healer. My body goes to work immediately to heal every tissue that was traumatized or damaged. My mind releases all of the emotional tension, all of the fear, all of the anxiety that I had from the initial impact of the injury. I am a fast healer. I am a fast healer. When a person starts to believe that, therefore they are, they do heal quicker. And any therapy that they get, they receive it, and actually the body is able to utilize it. If you don't believe you're going to get better, you can get all the therapy in the world you want, and you won't. It's not the therapy, and it's not the therapist. It's the patient. I can remember there is an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and it had asked surgeons, who would you rather have on your table? A young, healthy, athletic person who doesn't have faith or belief, or someone who's not so healthy, but has faith and belief that they're going to be okay? I believe the number was 68% said, give me the person with faith, because for whatever reason, they get better faster. It's about the mind and your emotions affecting the physiological and the biological processes of the body. So you can blame your therapist all you want, or you can blame the drugs all you want for not working. But oftentimes, it's the patient and not the therapist and not the tools the therapist are using that's the issue of not healing or healing. Use your power tapping. Your power tapping can change any negative belief into a positive one. Remember, almost all of your beliefs were installed before you were 15, a majority of them before you were 6. So that means that you're running on beliefs that happened before you were an adult. Now you've got the opportunity as an adult to pick and choose the beliefs that you have about anything in your life that worked for you as an adult. So let's go back to the pain tolerance. Let's get rid of the belief that I get more attention by being in pain than not. Let's replace it with, people love to be around me because I'm such an optimist. People love to be around me because I'm a compassionate, warm individual with a great sense of humor. When you believe that about yourself, you won't need to be in pain in order to get the attention. And you're going to live a heck of a lot happier life because of it. Power tapping empowers you. Power tapping puts you in control of your life. And it's fast, easy, and a whole lot of fun. Next, I want to talk about chronic pain. Chronic pain really is about emotional pain. You've heard the stories before of people who were stuffing their emotions and stuffing it and stuffing it. Eventually, it came out. It came out as low back pain. It came out as migraines. It came out as foot pain. It can also create mental and emotional issues, such as depression, anxiety, sleep issues. This is where science has now validated the mind-body connection in so many ways and for so long now. A person who's angry has a 60% greater risk of heart disease. A person who is frustrated or anxious has a very high risk of asthma and emphysema. A person who is fearful oftentimes is at risk of injuring themselves. And that's especially true as you get older. You know, just as you have an emotional imprinting the moment that you have a physical trauma, it's the same with emotional traumas as well. There's an emotional imprint on every cell of your body. That's 50 trillion imprints that takes place the moment that you're told you're no good, or the moment that you're rejected, or the moment that you are made angry, or the moment that you feel embarrassed or resentful or guilty. All of those emotions are imprinted on every cell of the body, and the body holds those. They hold them physically in place. If you don't release the emotions, your physical body will start to manifest the effects of the emotions that you're holding. And this is one of the areas that power tapping has shown itself to be so effective. Here's a simple strategy for releasing these negative emotions that are being held in your body that could possibly be causing your pain or contributing to the pain. First, what you want to do is identify the possible issues that you may be holding in. A great way to start is simply tapping on the karate chop point and asking yourself, what emotions am I holding in that part of my body that could be contributing to pain or keeping me from overcoming the pain completely? This is where you do some investigation. Ask yourself questions like, what else was going on in my life at the time that this pain started? It could have been an accident. It could have been a family issue. It could have been something at work. It could have been a great many things, but you need to do some investigation. This is a very, very important aspect. And while you're doing your investigation, tap on the karate chop point, because again, it lowers your emotional state and it gets your brain to turn back on again so that it can start thinking clearly and doing some problem solving. Once you come up with something, ask yourself why, or ask yourself how this could be playing a role in my pain. Wait, listen for the answers. Again, don't jump the gun. And when you hear something, and what I'm talking about, when you hear something, all of a sudden you'll have a thought. What I want you to do is when you start to have these thoughts, either write them down or immediately start tapping on them. And as you tap on them, ask yourself why. How is that playing a role? Why is that playing a role? As you go through the tapping process, after about a round or two, what I want you to do is then start to add in as a tail ender or at the end of each one of your reasons, something like this. Even though I am really angry that I got fired from my job and I've held that anger in my low back because it has completely destroyed my life, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I still get these headaches years after my accident, because I'm still holding the fear of that accident in my neck, I deeply love and accept myself. So then you start to tie the reasons in to the physical body. That tie-in and that relationship is what starts to release the emotions from the cells. As you continue to tap, continue to stay aware of any mind talk that releases more information to you as to possibilities of what it might be that you're holding in. Then I want you to tap on the index finger. It's time to forgive yourself. So I would say something like this. From this moment on, I choose to forgive myself deeply and completely for holding on to these toxic emotions. I didn't recognize I was even doing it. From this moment on, I deeply and completely forgive myself for holding on to these negative emotions. I no longer need them to remind me of the pain that I was in before. From this moment on, I choose to completely forgive myself for holding on to these emotions. I didn't realize that they would cause me such physical or emotional harm. I deeply and completely forgive myself. Then start to tap around the right ear. This is where you're going to tell your body that it's now time to release these emotions. Now it's time to instruct the body what to do so that it can heal completely. Start tapping around your right ear. And repeat after me. I instruct every cell, nerve, muscle, bone, ligament, organ system, to release the original trauma trapped for all this time and return to operating at optimum efficiency. Again, you're going to do this 3 times. I'll say it one more time with you, though. I instruct every cell, nerve, muscle, bone, ligament, tendon, organ system, to release the original trauma trapped all this time and return to operating at optimum efficiency. So you say that 3 times and then follow next with, I instruct every tissue affected to heal quickly and completely. Say that 3 to 5 times. Again, I instruct every tissue affected to heal quickly and completely. And you finish by saying 3 times, I am now free to move and I feel great. Say that 3 times. Raise your fist on a count of 1, 2, 3. Give a fist pump and say, yes. Remember, your body responds to what you believe, and what you believe is held in your subconscious mind. So tell your subconscious mind what to believe and what to do, and the body will respond. I have used this over and over and over again in my practice, and people are continuously amazed, as well as myself, at how powerful this technique is. And this is just one strategy. But this is something that'll get you started. And remember, the more you use power tapping, the better you get at it. And keep in mind, you can't do it wrong. You can only do it better. So to recap, someone who has chronic pain and who comes in to see me, what I let them know is, number one, you have to have the correct attitude for healing. You have to have an aggressive approach to getting better. This is no longer a passive approach. You're not going to wait for someone else to help you, because that help is not coming. Second, you need to eliminate all the reasons that you can think of as to why you might be feeling this pain. Explore all the things that happened to you at the time of the first injury to that area of their body. Explore, as far as the timing of it goes, what was happening in your life at that time. And then third, anytime you start to feel down, you start to feel anxious, depressed, hopeless, resentful, angry, use the tapping right away to tap it out, so that you can continue to have your immune system working for you at optimum levels, and so that the therapies that you've chosen to do will work for you more effectively. Now that you know what to do, the power to change anything you desire to change is at your fingertips. Remember, the only prerequisite for power tapping to work is your sincere desire to change. If you'd like more information or support on how to use power tapping more effectively in all aspects of your life, contact us about our mentoring program. This is a great way for you to get weekly support, ask questions, get answers, and also hear from others about how they're doing on their quest to get healthy and happy. If you'd like one-on-one coaching with me by phone, call 1-800-438-1593 and ask us about my phone coaching sessions. Or go to powertapping.com. Remember, tap every day, be courageous, and make it happen.